together in this place today, patiently anticipating the Spirit moving among us. Come, Holy Spirit, we are ready to worship. Also, just an update on some logistical issues that we have here at First Baptist Elon. We were originally scheduled to have a February roundtable meeting coming up in 2 weeks on February 21st. But we decided at this time, with safety precautions because of COVID, that we are going to postpone that roundtable meeting to Sunday, March 21st. So I want to just make you aware of that. Go ahead and put that on your calendar. Sunday, March 21st, our plan is to meet at 5 p.m. for that time of meeting and discussion. Our hope is that the COVID numbers will have increased by then, and the vaccination rates will have increased by that point as well. But again, we want to just let you know of that slight change that you have seen in your church calendar, that has been postponed, that meeting has been postponed to March 21st. Also, I want just to remind you, we shared this last week about a love offering that we will be collecting during the month of February. February is the month of love, and we want to collect a love offering during this month for Carson and Laura Fushi, CBF missionaries in Japan. They're close to our hearts, and it was great to have them with us, not just a couple months ago before they returned to Japan. But we want to encourage you to give this month, during the month of February, a love offering. You can drop those off in an envelope, drop it by the church anytime during the week or on the weekends, and we'll make sure we collect those by Sunday, February 28th, because we want to send that gift to them shortly afterwards. So thank you for your support in advance for that. And I also want to thank you in advance for your support for our parking lot fund. We have done a great job of collecting funds so far. We're almost halfway there, reaching our goal. Raised a little bit over $46,000 already. And we know that we're going to be able to reach that goal in the coming months. So I want to just kind of encourage you to continually give to this fund. And we look forward to the ministry that will take place as we renew our parking lot, which is in desperate need. But just be in prayer for that and how God may be calling you to give towards that goal. Last but not least, last week for our ministry highlight, we talked about one of our church members who was celebrating her 100th birthday today, and that is Marie Wills. And I, again, want to encourage you, if you have not already dropped a birthday card in the mail to Marie, do that on Monday or Tuesday this week. She will enjoy this time of celebration in the coming days. But today is her actual 100th birthday. And our hope was to be able to go and sing happy birthday to her outside Compass Healthcare, where she resides right now. But unfortunately, because of some health issues and some logistical issues, we weren't able to work that out. So be in prayer for Marie. Send her a birthday card. Give her a phone call. She loves talking to anybody and everybody. So today is a day we celebrate with her on this special day, her 100th birthday. And Marie, if you find some way to be watching this service this morning, we want to wish you a happy birthday and know that your church family loved you, and we want to continue to celebrate with you in this upcoming year. Now let us prepare our hearts and minds to worship. Join us in as we pray, as we read scripture. Go to our website at www.fbc-elon.org. You can pull up the order of worship, the worship songs. Join us in worship this morning. Let us celebrate the Spirit being among us this day.
Our first hymn this morning is Sanctuary. The words are behind me on the screen. Let's stand and let's worship together.
Amen.
morning, our opening scripture reading comes from Psalm 37. I'll be reading verses 1 through 7 this morning and verses 39 and 40. Do not fret because of evil men, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. The salvation of the righteous comes from the Lord. He is the stronghold in times of trouble. The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in him. As we reflect on the presence of God with us today and how patient he is with us and how he moves in us this morning, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, as we gather to worship this day, help us just to relax. Take from us the tension that makes peace impossible. Take from us the fears that do not allow us to venture. Take from us the worries that blind our sight. Take from us the distress that hides our joy. Help us to know that we are with you, that we are in your care, and that you are in our love. Now may our minds and our hearts be focused on you today, Father, for you are the reason we have gathered in this place. Move us, Holy Spirit, this morning. We lift this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Our next song this morning is Waymaker. And, you know, we don't always see God working in our lives. We don't always feel him working in our lives. But he is there. And let's worship him every day. Stand and sing with us.
nation, and world. In your name we pray. Amen.
Mark for our beautiful special music this morning, and I want to thank all our musical leadership today for bringing their gifts of worship to our Lord and Savior this morning and leading us in our time of singing this day. At this time, as we prepare to dive into God's Word this morning, let us go to the Lord in prayer for a few moments of silence. Let us pray together. Gracious and loving God, we find it difficult at times to place our soul trust in you. Too often we look at the world and see only violence, pain, destruction, and signs of hopelessness and despair. Too often we rely on our own strength, our own plans, our own devices, rather than trusting in your hand to hold us, your love to sustain us, and your wisdom to see us through. Forgive us, Holy One. Be patient with us. Help us to turn to you when we are lost, that we may find our way home to your arms. Help us navigate the treacherous waters of this world, that we might experience your abundant grace, mercy, and love. Help us, Father, to put our trust in you, that the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus may shine in our lives for all to see. We pray this to you this day, and this hour, and this minute, in this moment. Amen. Again, we want to thank you for joining us for worship this morning with your families this day. My prayer is that your families have been blessed with health this past week, and that you are looking forward to seeing how God is going to use us this week to share the fruit of the Spirit. Now, over the past few weeks, we have looked at the fruits of goodness, self-control, peace, and joy, and how God is challenging us to bring the fruits in 2021 to make a tangible impact in the world for Him. I hope over the past four weeks, you have been able to not only see, but also to apply these fruits in a daily, day-to-day basis in the daily walk for Him. Now, this morning, we are going to continue our look at the fruits of the Spirit found in Galatians 5, and we are going to look at a fruit this morning, similar to self-control that we looked at just a couple weeks ago, that we as Christians might often struggle with. Now, personally, I know I grapple with this fruit on a daily basis. And I know that I am not alone. I already got an amen in the sanctuary this morning. This morning, we are going to look at the fruit of patience. Last week, I shared that in years past, my family would plant a garden box in our backyard, in our home in Burlington, growing vegetables and other items to provide for our family. Now, as a gardener, I would have to characterize myself with one simple word. That is impatient. Impatient. What I mean by that is that I would go out to the garden on a daily basis, even after I just planted the seed in the ground the day before, waiting to see if a plant is popping up, or our fruit or vegetables have been produced. Oftentimes, really, most of the time, I would return to the house disappointed because the plants had not yet given what I was so desiring in my time. But a good farmer, which I am not one, a good farmer knows it takes time, it takes energy, and it takes patience to be a successful harvester. In preparing for the sermon today, I quickly went to the internet, as most people do, and I Googled this question. Which fruit takes the longest to produce, from initial seed produced. Now, my initial expectation would be one of the larger fruits that we see, a watermelon or a pumpkin, or even one of those jackfruits I talked about seeing at Disney World. However, I was surprised by the answers that popped up in my search for this simple question, because they're not two of the larger fruits in the world, they're actually two of the smaller fruits. According to worldatlas.com, the pawpaw fruit, and when I say pawpaw, that's what I call my grandfather, and what I've called my great-grandfathers for years, is pawpaw. The pawpaw fruit is a small yellow-type berry that grows on the pawpaw tree, which is found in Canada and across the eastern United States. And the pawpaw fruit takes approximately 5 to 7 years to grow. You heard me right. 5 to 7 years. It goes from sapling to fruit picking off the tree in that time period. Now, I will confess this morning, I tried to find some pawpaw fruits in the grocery store this week, and I was unsuccessful. Unfortunately, they were only ripe and sold during the months of August and September. So next time you're in the grocery store in August and September, walk to the through the fruit aisle and see if you see this small yellow berry known as the pawpaw. However, the second fruit that came up in my search is one that I was able to find. This is the one that's sitting on our communion table this morning. The sweet cherry tree, which is native to Europe, North Africa, and Western Asia, is one of the most sought-after trees in the world. Taking between 4 and 7 years, just a little bit less than the pawpaw fruit, but taking between 4 and 7 years to grow and produce, the sweet cherry is a ready-to-eat fruit. Basically, you just pick it off the tree and you consume it. One of the interesting things to note also about this sweet cherry tree is that they grow vigorously and can easily take over your entire yard or your entire fruit population. Let's just say, and I'm confessing this morning, that I do not have the time to wait 5 to 7 years for a fruit to be produced. And there's not a lot of people who do, but I am not one of those. In my eyes, these fruit are valuable simply for the time and attention it takes for them to be grown. The same should be said about the fruit of patience. Patience, rooted in the Holy Spirit and actively being produced in our lives daily, is something that deserves to be cherished, applied daily, and shared with others. How do we cultivate the fruit of patience daily, where we often think it is not present in our lives? How do we share the fruit of patience with others in a world that seems to be always in a hurry? Well, let's see what the Apostle Paul had to share about the fruit of patience this morning. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 through 17. As you turn your Bibles, I will let you know the words will be displayed behind me on our worship screens this morning. And as you turn to this passage, Paul was writing this letter to his student Timothy to provide advice as a Christian mentor and teacher to this young church leader. This morning, we will be reading from Paul's introduction to the letter, the very beginning, as Paul begins all his letters with a general introduction. And he shares about his past and the patience that God showed him, and in turn, that Timothy and all Christians, ourselves included, are called to show those that we encounter on a daily basis. Reading from 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 through 17. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me faithful, appointing me to his service. Even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man, I have been shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life. Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. As we reflect on these words from Paul to Timothy, a young church leader, the first thing I think we need to identify is we need to remember that the fruit of patience is modeled by our eternal Father. He shows us what true patience looks like by simply being patient with us. In Paul's letter to Timothy, Paul begins from the outset talking about his past, confessing the sins that he had committed before his salvation experience on the Damascus Road. Paul traveled far and wide across Asia Minor to track down, arrest, and maybe even kill followers of Jesus Christ. Paul is sharing with Timothy that if anyone deserves punishment and lack of patience from God, it was definitely him. Yet, God was patient with Paul. Jesus Christ demonstrated his perfect patience with Paul, revealing not just to him, but also to Timothy, myself, and all Christians that God has and will continue to have patience for those who seek to follow him. Would there be anyone in heaven these days if God did not show patience to us at least once, maybe twice, three times? Think about that. The Greek word Paul uses for patience in this passage is the word macrothumia, which can be literally translated long to get angry. God has been long to get angry with us and our constant detours off the path that he is trying to place right in front of us. An individual who shows patience in their lives has, what we would say, a long fuse. Ever heard that used before? But an individual who shows impatience can be said to have what? A short fuse. One could say that I am thankful, and I'm sure we all are, that God has a long fuse for us. This is the message Paul was proclaiming to Timothy. Maybe Timothy was getting frustrated with things going on in the church that he was leading. We don't know all the details about the intricacies of that relationship in that letter, but what we do know is this. Paul is encouraging Timothy to have a long fuse, just like God. Now, you might be saying this morning, but David, you do not understand the pressure and the stress and the frustration that is running through my life right now. Or you do not know what I have to put up with on a daily basis. Not just put up with, but put who I have to put up with. Yes, we all have stress in our lives. Moreover, the answer is no, I do not know all the stress that you are facing right now. However, my question is this. Does it compare to what God has to put up with? Does it compare to what God has to put up with? And yet, he's still patient with us. There is always room for patience. And when we struggle to find it, I struggle with it on a daily basis. But when we struggle to find it, let us just turn our eyes to the Heavenly Father to see what true patience looks like. He is the model of this fruit of the Spirit. The second thing I think we can find from the scripture passage from Paul is that we can observe that patience should be showing a joyful mercy to others rather than a grin and bear it moment. Anybody ever grinned and bear it? That's not the right pronunciation, but there. Anybody ever done that before? Anybody done that today? Anybody done that this week? That's not patience. Patience is not gritting your teeth, putting up with a person even though you are not enjoying it. That's not patience. Too often times, this is how we approach being patient with others. But the end result, however, is always a short fuse that will not last. This leads to the fuse eventually running out, and watch out for the consequences when that happens. Let me share an example with you today. Let's say you venture to the grocery store to purchase some fruit. Let's say to purchase some cherries for Sunday morning. You only have a few items in your buggy. It should only take you about 15 minutes to hop into the grocery store and hop right out. However, when you get to the checkout line, the clerk cannot find the barcode on the cherries that you were purchasing. What should have been a 15-minute trip, quick trip to the grocery store, turns into at least 15 minutes standing in line waiting for the clerk to call the manager. And the manager having to go find the cherries, and the manager having to find one of the bags that has the barcode on it to purchase said cherries. Patience at the checkout line is seeing the clerk for who she is, a faithful servant providing a need in our community. Maybe a mother. Maybe someone who's also taking care of her aging parents. Now, impatience is just grin and bear it and mumble under your breath as you walk out of the grocery store. But patience instead would be talking to that clerk, talking about the day, talking about her work and her family during that time of unexpected waiting. Or let's change it to a different scenario. Or maybe patience is seeing that annoying coworker at work in your office. Let's name him Joe. Susan, I didn't name him Joe just because you're here this morning. I did not do that. But let's say his name is Joe. Joe's someone who's struggling with relationship issues, keeping up with his work, and also who knows what else going on in his private life. Impatience is mumbling under your breath, "Here comes Joe again." Patience instead would be striking up a conversation with Joe, helping him to dig out his desk so maybe he can get off work a little bit early so he can deal with some of those stressful moments of his life. Patience is taking time to look at the bigger picture. We can afford to be patient like this because we are not masters of our lives. And we have to remember that. God is the master of our lives. Too often, we become impatient because we think that if something is not done right now, it has to be done now, in our time, everything else in the world is going to get messed up. Instead, it is often when we refuse to be patient that we get ourselves into trouble. Isn't that right? When those emotions start taking control and dictating everything in your life. When we are rushed and angry, we are not in the right frame of mind to make good decisions. Think about Samson and his lack of impatience leading to literally a world of hurt. Think about Judas and his lack of impatience leading to a broken relationship with his teacher and his Messiah. Think about Peter and his lack of impatience leading to a denial of Christ when times got tough. All examples of impatience that could have quickly been turned if they chose to be patient. When we share the same mercy that God has shown us, rather than a grin and bear it approach to the world, we will be amazed at how not just our lives have changed, but the lives of everyone around us. We live in a world that needs more patience. And I'm going to repeat that again. We live in a world that needs more patience. As we seek to cultivate this fruit in our lives and to start making a difference in this world in which we live, not just immediately in the days and weeks and months and years to come, let us remember where the source and model of this fruit comes from. It is from God. Let us start trusting God's timing rather than seeing time as an hourglass with sands constantly slipping away. You see, time works for Him, not against Him. Time works for Him, not against Him. Then let us start looking at the big picture. Look at the world and the people that are in it as creations of God, and watch as this impatience slips away. This goes for our family. This goes to our friends, our co-workers, our church members, our neighbors, our acquaintances, and even complete strangers. Remember, in a world, in our world, things may look like things are just moving at a snail's pace. But remember, God is keeping perfect time. It's not about our time. It's about God's perfect time. Finally, let us start using our waiting wisely. As we start to cultivate patience in our lives, look for ways that God may be creating to build relationships, new relationships that you never had before. Or maybe He's giving you this time to take care of yourselves, to maintain good health. Or maybe He's even preparing you for the next opportunity that might be coming. God is using what we would see as our waiting room, our waiting time, as our classroom. Patience is not easy. It takes time and effort to make this fruit a part of our lives on a daily basis. Just like the cherry sitting in front of us today, the result, however, is so sweet and precious. Also, like the cherry, watch as patience will grow vigorously in your soul and take over your daily approach to life and influence all the rest of the fruit that we're seeking to share. Then, make sure you share it with the world, because we are truly in need of some patience. Let us pray. Father, as we reflect on your word this day, as we reflect on this fruit of the Spirit of patience, we know this is something we often struggle with. I struggle with it on a daily basis, and I'm sure I'm not alone. Father, may we recognize that you are working in your time. And in your work that you are doing, that you are shaping our lives and preparing us to make a difference. Let us not rush it. Let us be patient. Let us cultivate that in our lives and with everyone that we encounter on a daily basis. And we will be amazed at how the world will change for the better. Father, we give you grace and honor and thanks and love for being patient with us every single day. And may we share that with the world as we go out to make a difference. We lift this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. As we come to our closing hymn this morning, maybe this morning that you have heard something you've never heard before. Maybe the scriptures or the songs being sung or the prayers or reflecting on the fruit of patience has challenged you to say, you know what, God, it's your time. It's not my time. You're ready to turn your life over to Him for the very first time. If that's the case, I encourage you to contact me this week. Call me here at the church or contact me by email, whatever you want, however you want to get in touch with me this week, and I will talk with you about the importance and what this life-changing moment could be. Or maybe just today you recognize that you need to cultivate this fruit a little bit better, maybe in a group, in a body of believers that seeks to cultivate fruit in our world, a world in which we need it. If that's the case, contact me this week and I'll talk to you about First Baptist Elon, this home of Christian believers that seeks to make a difference in the world each and every day. Or maybe just today, maybe this is the one fruit that you struggle with the most. Maybe you recognize that you're trying to dictate your life by your time and your calendar rather than trusting in God to do the same, to be in control of your life. Go to the Lord in prayer this day. Turn it over to Him. Ask God to continue to help you shape this fruit in your life, in your life, and the lives of others around you. We can make a difference in this world as we seek to cultivate patience this day and every day. Join us as we sing our closing hymn this morning.
Our closing hymn this morning is Take Time to Be Holy.
Us out to make a difference. Go in peace and be patient.